Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's starting to feel real now. We're not far away. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, we are 7 hours from the Eagles to the Commanders. We're 5 hours from the start of the pregame show live at Lincoln Financial Field tonight. Hugh, you ready? This is going to be a long night. You got enough energy, caffeine? What are you doing?
You got to get
pumped up here.
I was just thinking about
nap?
I can't take a nap.
Can't take a nap?
Because the turnaround is kind of quick.
Well, get yourself a coffee or a soda, buddy.
I'm going to have to go ahead and do some caffeine.
It's like 4 hours after the show until then?
Well, it's going to take me a little while to get home, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not around the corner anymore. I'm a Delawarean.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I call it.
Okay. It's Commuter Douglas.
Yeah, I'm a little bit.
Commuter Douglas has dealt with some traffic this week.
No, I tell you, man, people are crazy. Like, the good part about being in the car is longer is that I get to listen to all the different shows and I get to text different hosts and, you know, pick with them like everybody else does. So that's pretty
cool. What did you say, dummy?
No, I text Rhea and I go back and forth with Rhea because they had someone on the show this morning that was singing and they were terrible.
Did they tell them?
No, they didn't.
Oh,
they
I did
nice
hear that.
It.
They were like gassing him up. Yeah,
yeah, they were.
We gotta be up. We gotta be more honest.
And I text Rhea, and I was like, "That was terrible." I was like, "Why are you lying
so
to
the listener
that guy?"
Just broke in a song.
Yeah, he was singing a song. What was it? 1% better. They was trying to make fun of 1% better.
So, the irony of that is, we can't make these callers better at singing by enabling them.
That's true. So you suggest bullying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bullying works.
We bullied the Eagles into running the ball.
We did.
You guys are trying to bully him into taking the points.
Starting tonight.
Bullying over the years has gotten a bad rap. This has worked very well.
We've gotten the best version of Hugh from bullying.
We have. You're right. I will be so proud if I hear coming out of this crowd tonight, take the points. Take the points.
Planting the seed. That's what he's. You see what he's doing? He's planting the seed.
Could you imagine, like, Sirianni? They pan the camera to Sirianni as the whole crowd is chanting, "Take the points before he makes a big decision." It'd be amazing.
What do you think Coach does if they do that? Does he go in the stands again?
I don't give a shit.
Going to stand.
Well, imagine if he doesn't listen and then the boos rain down, or he does listen. Can you imagine the pop from the crowd if he looks to the crowd and he sends the kicking team out for them?
So I'm morally against the principle of taking the points.
I know.
But for the sake of the show, it'd be amazing if that happens.
I need Michaels and Herb Street reacting to this as everyone's trying to take the points.
What will be better for me? If we get to take the points chant, I need Sirianni to send the offense back out and the crowd booing.
After the game, post game, Nick, did you hear the crowd chanting, "Take the points"? And he pretends
right,
he didn't.
No, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, come on.
Nick, are you ill?
Don't lie to us. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. TR in Winfield is up on WIP. Hey, TR.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, TR?
Not much. What's up, Hugh?
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Ain't not much, Sam. I'm confident, you know, but I still don't trust them. Where we look, I'm confident, but I'm still looking at them, cut my eye at them a little bit. Yeah, you know what I mean? This game is important, you know. I think that, how can I put it? I just think that we good. We should be good. I just don't want them I just need them to, their minds to be right in the game, man. You know, like, I was wondering to you, I wanted to ask you a question. When we played Atlanta and it was like that minute something to go, and we made them jump, but nobody on the offensive line jumped to make, you know, shifted. Is that something that not taught? Was that a rule or something they didn't know about on the line?
Well, you're talking about when, like, a lot of people speculated that during the time they didn't have a play. And the reason why the ball was fumbled, it was because they tried to get them to jump off sides and they didn't. It's one of those things that most offensive linemen know that. They know it's probably one of those situations to jump. And for whatever reason, nobody reacted. I don't know what that was. Yeah, but that's something that most offensive linemen know.
And I noticed, TR, it happens so much now in the NFL. If the defensive guy jumps over, right, and the offensive guy shoves him, and then he just points. Like, he went first, and the refs always give it to the offense.
He doesn't even have to do that. All he has to do is move.
Right.
If the guy jumps and gets back, and he moves,
yep.
It's like he made him jump off
sides. TR, I don't know if you saw the end of the game. Yeah, but before you go on, I don't know if you saw the end, but the Commanders lost. We might be able to do this to them tonight. They lost on Sunday in part because they jumped. They almost got the ball back after they tried to score, and then it was a fourth down. They didn't get the conversion. Steelers got it back. I think the Steelers were going to punt it back to Daniels with like a minute to go, but it was like a fourth and inches, and Tomlin sent them out there just to get them to jump, and the young Commander defense jumped. But otherwise, they might have won that game.
Hey, Hugh, is that a rule that the offensive line should have known? Like, because Sirianni was like, get your head in the game when he came over to the sideline.
Well, I would think so. I would think so. You know, not – like, I was the guy on the defense that was told not to jump. Like, so, yeah, but I would think so in that moment that, yeah, they were taught to do that.
Cool. All right. One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in professional athletics is a tomato can. His team is not doing good. They just not doing good. You're talking about the best of the best. That's just like downplaying your accomplishments in the NFL, Hugh. Yeah, I mean, they just ain't playing good. Other teams just ain't playing good. When people talk about fighters – is a bum, that's like saying, you know, it takes heart to get in the ring. Just like being a professional athlete, especially in NFL and contact sports.
I hear you. Yeah. But the Giants are
tomato
can.
Oh, no,
we don't have to pretend.
The Cowboys are tomato can. All right, TR, what do you got for us? A name with alliteration.
I'm going to keep it home right here. Well, I'm in Houston, but
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Walt Whitman.
That's a good one. I mean, that's one.
Walt Whitman
Bridge.
Yeah, of course. It's in people's lives every day. TR, appreciate that.
Oh, the bridge, okay.
Well, you thought the actual Walt Whitman is in people's lives every day?
I was being sarcastic.
What are you reading? This is Walt Whitman, passing the time. All right, can we get to a little Q&A here on a game day Thursday?
Yes.
Get to know the Midday Show.
What?
This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
I like how Kyle's been around me so long. He I can just look at him a certain way. He knows exactly what's going on.
It's like Brian Johnson and Jalen Hurts.
He was lost.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Totally, he was. I have one Q&A question on this
game.
Hugh, I would think the quarterback that's most like Jaden that you played against would be Michael Vick?
Yes.
So you're out. Let's say you're out there tonight, or you're giving advice to Josh. But like, what's the mentality of trying to rush a quarterback like this that is so fast? Because you want to sack him, but if you mess up, he's running for 30.
Maintain your rush lanes. That's the thing that you have to do. You can't get too far up the field where, you know, you become – it's almost like when they say pocket, that's literally what it's supposed to be like, a pocket. It's like the two defensive ends are the size of the pocket, and the D tackles are the ones at the bottom of the pocket. And you want to keep the quarterback wants to stay in the pocket. So what you want to do when you're rushing against, as I use my hands, like everybody that's listening to this show can see exactly what I'm doing. But just envision with me, people. When you're rushing up the field as a defensive end, the one thing you don't want to do, and you've seen defensive ends do this a lot, they tend to run around quarterbacks, especially quarterbacks that are not that mobile. You kind of run a loop, or you run like a circle, or a half a circle, if you will. You don't want to do that with this quarterback because, in essence, what you're doing is, when you're doing that, the tackles are running you past the quarterback, and you're creating like edge lanes for him to run. The two D tackles in the middle are probably being blocked up. There's two against three. So they're probably being blocked up if they're doing it right. Your linebackers are dropped into coverage. The secondary is runoff. So if those two defensive ends are up the field too far and they're not staying in their rush lane, that's a natural two-way go for a quarterback. And what I mean by that is he has two different ways that he could go. Linebackers, remember, linebackers are in coverage. The secondary players, they're runt off. They're runt off. Now you have, at least before anybody makes contact with that quarterback, because remember, your two defensive ends are up the field past him. They've ran themselves out of the play. He pulls the ball down. That's at least 15 to 20 yards for a slow guy. Now you talk about a guy with his kind of, ability. That's probably a 30 or 40-yard play. Easy.
One thing I've noticed with him a lot in watching some of their games and his highlights, he like Jalen, when he bails out of the right side, or sometimes left, but he goes around, around the edge, and then he's near the sideline. Jaden Daniels runs up the middle. I would think tonight, like Jalen Carter and whoever, maybe it's Williams or Ojomo, whoever with defensive tackles in there, they got to be ready because like he runs straight up the middle.
Yeah, man.
And then he's off into the middle of the field, and then he does whatever he does there. But like he'll run up the middle a lot.
Yeah, man. And plus, like I'm not saying that our linebackers can't catch him, but boy, that's a lot of running when you have to think about it. You got to drop back 10 yards, and then you have to spy and key your guy. The guy that you're supposed to cover, covering your zone, and then you have to watch the quarterback too. That's a lot of keys that you have to read, man. So just do yourselves a favor and don't run up the field, defensive ends. Maintain rush lanes, maintain rush integrity, and get after him that way.
Well, I'll also say this. He did have a bruised rib, what was that, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
If the Eagles get a shot in the open field, you got to make him uncomfortable. I mean, make him not want to run anymore. Sometimes I feel like defenses almost tiptoe around quarterbacks. Like, they don't want to hit him. They don't want to get the flag. If he's running in the middle of the field and they have a chance to put a good, clean tackle on him, hit him. I mean, make him not want to run anymore.
Yeah.
Change the game. Because if he feels good running, it's going to be a long night for the Eagles defense. All right, 215-592-9494. We're getting closer now to game time here. How are you feeling? Confident? Nervous? On the other side, we got a lot to get into here with the game itself. Jason Kelce this morning on the matchup. He feels like the Eagles have a huge advantage in this one area tonight. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, what Kelce said. Plus, you got to try to beat Sly Stallone. I think that's the leader in the clubhouse for our answer so far. At least it is to me. Great answer for a name with alliteration. Best answer today wins the qualifying prize and is entered for the grand prize for CombiCon, the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494. Gets all your phone calls coming up. It's the midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA is back, and FanDuel, a partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book, wants you to catch all the action. And right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of league pass. All you have to do to catch every tip-off and buzzer beater is place any $5 bet, which I might bet on Jared McCain. How about this kid? He's looking really good for the Sixers right now. On the NBA, to get 3 months of NBA league pass, courtesy of FanDuel, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.